Have you ever wanted to talk about similarities between people or things, but were unsure what words to use? Today's question comes from Najim of Israel.
Hello from Israel. How can we use alike and like? These two words are very difficult for me.
Hello, Najim, and thanks for asking a teacher. The words alike and like are easy to confuse. We use both to show similarities between people or things. They also sound alike. Did you see how I used the word alike? I used it as an adverb. Alike can be an adverb or an adjective. As an adverb, it means in a similar way. We use it after an action verb, a verb that expresses physical or mental action. Here is an example that is also a popular expression.
Great minds think alike.
It means that very intelligent people have the same ideas at the same time. Here's another.
Teens sometimes try to dress alike.
One other meaning for the adverb alike is both. We use it to talk about two individual people or things, or two groups of people or things.
Students and teachers alike can listen to ask a teacher.
For this meaning, notice that the word alike comes after the two groups, students and teachers. As an adjective, alike means similar in appearance, nature, or form. We use it after linking verbs such as be, look, and sound. Let's hear some examples.
You and your brother are so much alike.
Those sports cars look alike. They're the same shape and color.
My mom and I sound alike on the phone.
Now let's talk about like. The main meaning we are talking about today is as a preposition. It means similar to and comes before a noun or pronoun object. Here are some examples.
You are just like your brother.
This sports car looks a lot like that one.
I sound like my mom on the phone.
We can use the preposition like for all five senses. The use of like that often confuses English learners is as a conjunction. When a conjunction, like means as if or as though, and is informal. Here's how that sounds.
The plane felt like it was going to crash.
It means that the plane felt as if it were going to crash. There was probably a lot of turbulence, for example. But avoid this use in formal writing.